Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, Pat Skorkowski. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Susan Fisher, Steve Robinson, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time the superintendent of the Clark County School District, Pat Skorkowski. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you so much for letting me come.
Oh, that's our pleasure. There are several new schools coming into the turnaround zone. So one of my first questions to you really is, the turnaround zone appears to have been incredibly successful. Is this going to be the model for what the governor wants to do statewide?
We hope so. We use an extensive data process to actually identify schools through a series of different steps to ensure that the schools that need to go into the turnaround zone actually go in. And we then use a reverse process to actually remove schools out. This is the first time we've removed schools. We have three high schools and one elementary school that are actually coming out that have made substantial progress. And we've seen some great growth with that intensive focus. So we're hopeful that it will look very similar to that process.
And there are what, seven schools going to go into the turnaround zone?
There are at this point in time, yes.
Okay. Do you think the legislation that's being worked on right now is ambitious enough, looking at turnarounds in 3 years? It seems like with the success you've had, that 1 year would make more sense.
Actually, 3 years is the standard. When you talk about educational change, it takes some time. Initially, in the first year, we usually see a pretty good bump because there's a renewed focus on instruction in the classroom. And then you kind of see a level off the second year. But if things are put into place, you see that growth again the third year. So we actually keep them in for a minimum of 3 years so that we can make sure that culture is sustained in that school after we pull them out of that turnaround process.
Okay, now, if you did see the progress that you wanted to see by the end of the third year, say in the second year, would you move to pull them out at that point in time?
If the data points showed that they had made substantial growth and substantial success, then we could consider that at that point in time, yes.
All right. We saw news reports last week that the population growth is going to be at pre-recession levels, certainly in Clark County, by next year, which is phenomenally good for the economy and for so many things. But what does this mean for the Clark County School District?
Well, it means that we're becoming construction project managers again. We actually have 12 schools, new schools, that are slated, and actually we're moving dirt on those right now and getting them ready for the construction bid process. We have two replacement schools, and then at the beginning of June, our board will come together with the Bond Oversight Committee and actually develop a 10-year plan of how we're going to utilize the funds that we were so fortunate to receive from this legislative session.
Okay, so do you think that the rollover bonds that you're able to use now, that you refer to, are going to be enough that if this kind of growth is sustained, and it certainly appears that it should be, Genting just launching the beginning part, the $4 billion part of their next project, which could eventually be $7 billion. You've got the Convention Authority with $2.25 billion. You've got other projects that are multi-billion projects all stacked up. Do you think that this is going to be enough money to be able to move forward in the way that you need to move forward?
So you just mentioned several of the things that keep me up at night, and one is making sure I have a seat for every student. When the rollover was passed, we projected it would be about half of what we need over the next 10 years. We had anticipated that we would need almost $8 billion for that time period. So we are having to be very smart about how we use the money, very frugal in looking at the return on investment. We have to look at not only our new growth, but we have to look at some of our older schools that need to be brought up to the standards of everyone else. We have pockets of town where we could open new schools because they're so overcrowded, yet there's no land on which to build. So now we have to figure out how to increase the capacity of those schools, besides putting kids in portables, maybe build a larger addition onto the building to increase the full capacity so that students have a classroom that is a bricks and mortar classroom.
So you don't envision a time in any time in the near future when portables are going to go away?
No, we will actually try to work to that goal. Obviously, that's a goal. We want a student to have a brick-and-mortar classroom. That's a priority. But it will be very difficult underneath the current building program that we have to be able to achieve that goal in the next 10 years.
Is there any discussion of working with developers as these new projects are coming forward to be able to put land in there for the school district?
There are certain things that are done both within the county, with the city entities, and then with the BLM. And so we are working closely with all of them. Henderson has been great about setting aside land. They have done that for several years. They're the best when it comes to that. Then you see BLM access and leases that we have, and we're currently working on gearing those back up to utilize that land that's available to us for that purpose. We do have to purchase some land. Some developers will set aside land for us to purchase at a reduced price. The Summerlin Corporation, you know, has been very good to set aside specific pockets of land in their master plan communities, and then it is purchased at a reduced price. So we have to look at all angles, and then we actually have a real property manager who goes out and looks for potential sites where we could build schools. So it's a unique process. It's one that we haven't done for a few years, but we've geared back up for it.
You're a longtime employee of the Clark County School District.
Yes.
You've heard for many years that people on the conservative side would like to see a breakup of the school district.
Sure.
How do you feel about this?
I think that if when you look at my time in this district, we always look at return on investment and what's going to be the best investment and how are we going to get a return. One of the things that I fear is that if we break it up into precincts or parcels or whatever you want to call them, sub-districts, my fear is that we have to make sure that three things happen. We do not take away resources, access, or opportunity from students. And if that's what this does, then we've harmed students in the process, and that's not good for education. It's not good for our students. So we have to be very careful about this process and ensure that we are not only not limiting the access that students have to a highest level of education, but also not necessarily creating districts that we had problems with in the future. In the past, with potential minority districts. We are constantly monitored by the Office for Civil Rights and the Department of Justice. If something happens where in this process a student may be harmed, they may step in. And that may be something that we have to be very careful about. So it will be a very meticulous process if a study is done to make sure that we don't harm kids in any of these.
Do you see any benefit? Do you see any positives of breaking up a district? People talk about it being more competitive.
We are actually extremely competitive now when you look at certain aspects. We're broken up into 16 performance zones, and I can tell you right now that those assistant chiefs who actually supervise those zones are very competitive with each other. It doesn't matter what level of socioeconomic status you have. They're all competing with each other to push education to the highest level. Schools have that competitiveness as well. We actually have tools that we use to say, this is the anticipated educational outcome that we should see from your school, and this is where you're performing. And then we go in and hold them accountable for either not reaching that pinnacle or not pushing further than they already are.
Okay, so from what you're saying, it sounds to me like you are not really very much in favor of the idea.
I think it would be extremely difficult to do without harming kids, and that's always my priority. As a longtime educator and having seen these come and go, I think it's important that we have to keep the student and not the adult issues at the forefront.
All right, let's take a break. More with the superintendent of the Clark County School District right after this.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Skwierkowski. He's the Clark County School District Superintendent of Schools. I talked with Joyce Haldeman about this when she was on the program last week, but I kind of want to go a little bit further with this. When State Senator Don Gustafson was on the program, he said that he was open, even though he's not a tax raiser kind of guy, for more taxes for the school district, but he was concerned that you have 600 positions in the Clark County School District that are unfilled. If those positions remain unfilled, does the money stay with the school or does it stay with the central office?
We actually utilize the money to pay for long-term substitutes. And so our substitutes in those classrooms, if they're in there for a period of time, they actually get paid a higher rate. So the part of the money goes for that. The other money then goes back into programs to support the schools and so that we can make sure that the money is actually reaching the student where it was intended for in the first purpose.
Okay, so it doesn't stay. There's no pool of money at the central office.
Well, there is a pool of money, but it actually goes back to purchase things for schools.
Okay. In looking for new teachers, one of the ways that has been done for the Clark County School District in recent years is through social media.
Yes.
And there are some people that I've talked to over the last couple of days that say that sounds like a great idea, but it's not been as productive as one might have hoped, and that obviously because both in the North and the South, we have a lot of vacancies for students. Would you be open to going back to the old way of going out into other areas and interviewing teachers out there and showing them what we have to offer?
We actually, we're open to any method that is actually going to get us qualified teachers in the classroom. And we have been talking about how we might need to have a combination. You may have to have initial face-to-face contact, and then the follow-up is on social media so that we can get them going in the process to become a teacher. The other piece that we may need to do is do some virtual recruiting fairs and then follow up with some insight visits to try to get that in their mind that they should be coming to Clark County and my good friend Tracy up here and to Washoe as well.
One of the areas that this program has dealt with for many years now is the topic of autism.
Sure.
And I wanted to bring up, you know, the numbers get scarier and scarier each year. In a lot of ways, it's hard to understand how much this has grown, or maybe it's better diagnoses. But what is the Clark County School District doing in terms of trying to mainstream these kids? Because from so many specialists that I've talked to, it's important for these children to be exposed to normal kids so that they pick up on that rather than being segregated. How is the district dealing with this?
We provide instruction on the spectrum, meaning that we have students that are in our autism classes that are in a self-contained where they may go out and participate with their non-disabled peers in certain portions of their day. Our goal is to move them so that there is full participation at any point in time. We have several students who are able to be out with their non-disabled peers in general education classes with supports. And then we have some who over the years they have become independent enough that they're able to handle that full-time general classroom load. So it depends upon the individual student. We want to get them the skills. We've done extensive training with our autism teachers, our special education assistants, as well as our general teachers who come in contact so that we can teach them how to work effectively with these students and actually not provide situations where their triggers make it difficult for them to learn in that environment. So we've been very successful. So successful that unfortunately across the United States there is a reputation that if you want a good education for your autistic student, come to Clark County. I will tell you we're not perfect. We've got a lot of work to do and our population is growing significantly, but we are working effectively. There's always more that we can do though.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this.
Appreciate it.
Please come back.
I will definitely do that. Thank
All right,
you,
we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
If you're sitting on a structured settlement, don't just sell it for a small pile of cash. Sell it for a bigger pile. Just call J.G. Wentworth and say, I need cash now. They can give you more cash than anyone else. More than taking out a loan or maxing out your credit card, because there's no debt. More because you're not borrowing. It's your money. Getting more cash is faster and easier when you call J.G. Wentworth. They've helped tens of thousands get a bigger lump sum of cash. J.G. Wentworth is the number one structured settlement payment purchasing company. Instead of sitting on structured settlement payments, call now and explore getting more. You'll be sitting pretty, pretty soon. Don't just think about getting more. Pick up the phone and call J.G. Wentworth and never settle for less than more.
Call 1-800-741-3093. That's 1-800-741-3093. Call now.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel as always. John Sandy IV is here. He's a lobbyist with Argentum Partners. Susan Fisher is Government Affairs Group VP for McDonald Corona Wilson. And Steve Robinson is Senior Advisor for R&R Partners. So it's interesting, you know, Pat Hickey has been putting out this daily piece from Soup to Nuts. And one of the things he wrote about in the last couple of days was, he says, so-called conservatives, moderates, and every freshman in between, the ideological gulf that separates them, had an adult conversation with no chairs thrown or verbal fisticuffs leveled about what the education needs of Nevada truly are and how much we might be needing to fund them. And he was talking about the Assembly Republican Caucus. Your thoughts about, is he just being, you know, optimistic, or is this reality in the Assembly Caucus?
Well, I think that the caucus has to make a determination whether they're going to give some deference to the governor and what he suggested. I don't know if I agree with everything that's been suggested, but he is the leader of the party. And I think they're struggling, some are struggling, with wanting to go along with the governor but having some serious questions about it. And there are probably half a dozen that don't have any questions because they've made up their minds. But there's a group of probably another half dozen that haven't. And some of the things that we've heard from the superintendent this morning, for instance, have to be addressed. I mean, the challenges, when I think of what that guy has to do and the diversity that he deals with, I mean, it's monumental. And I think that, you know, the governor's program has tried to take and give him some tools, and other superintendents in the state some tools.
You know, it was interesting when Mr. Skorkowski said the things that keep me up at night, and he was talking about basically a seat for every child that's going to be coming into this district. The growth that we are going to see over the next 5 to 10 years at both ends of the state is going to be phenomenal.
It is. It absolutely is. And if I were him, I'd be investing in some sort of sleeping aid. I just can't imagine. I would not want to be in his seat. But I do think that we've got the right guy in the job there, most certainly. And I agree with Steve that with the caucus, that they are split, that there are some who are not going to agree to anything at all, no new taxes. There are some that I think who had said that originally, who may be softening on that now. And whether it's the governor's package or the combination of several of them, we're going to have to come along with something, or else we'll be here forever.
What do you think that combo could look like? Because that's what we keep hearing, but nobody's laid out specifics.
You know, they've said all along that it's, and I've said this on the show before, the governor has said all along, it's not my way or the highway. And the lieutenant governor has said very early on that it may very well be a hybrid of sorts of, you know, lower down some of the levels here, and put them all together. Who knows? The property tax issue, I think that we do need to fix. We do need to give local governments the opportunity to be able to raise it up some, but I don't think it should go quite as high as what's been proposed, or they shouldn't have the ability to do that. But there needs to be, we've got to address the issue. We've got to give these children seats in a classroom. They've got to have the right learning environment.
What do you think the property tax level could be? You're Miss Cap on this program. You know, you were talking about solar caps last time.
Yeah. raise the caps. Well, don't just take off the caps on property tax. But, you know, I don't know. I am not the expert on that. I think we need somebody else on this show to discuss that one. But I think right now the proposal is to let them raise it up 5 cents. How about 2 cents, 2.5 cents? Let them have go up to that. They don't have to go up to that high, but let them have the opportunity to go up to there if they feel that they need to.
On the program yesterday, Bob Compan was here in his role as Vice President of the Nevada Insurance Council, and he was talking about working with Uber and the taxi cab companies to come up with a plan from the insurance side of things. You're working on behalf of Uber in the state. Where do you think we are? Are we going to be able to use that little device here in Nevada by the end of this session?
Well, I absolutely hope so. And hopefully,
there's a bonus involved.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. But the bonus will be to have you know, vibrant transportation options in the state. And so I think where we are right now is, we, you know, some discussions have been had about the regulations and proper regulations, how if we do allow a company like Uber to operate, how do we want to ensure that our traveling public is protected, and what regulations, what insurance, like Mr. Compound was talking about yesterday, just how that whole thing works, and what will their part be in the state. And I anticipate that we will have a lot of work in a very short period of time, but I think you'll be hearing a lot more about those discussions very soon.
Has the governor taken any position on Uber, or is he waiting until something arrives on his desk before he makes a move on it?
I can't say. I know he hasn't shut down the idea of it. He's been quoted as saying that. It's an irresistible force. It's coming in some form or another, and it's not just Uber. Of course, it's another half dozen that are out there. And if you watch what's happening in other states, I know Tennessee just passed an Uber-type bill. Colorado passed one a year ago, and they all had some form of regulation in it that was acceptable, and that'll happen.
Okay, now the other quick question for you here is, can you count to 15 people in opposition for any tax plan, or are you more optimistic than that?
I'm more optimistic than that, and I think, Kenny Gwynn's photo is up there, and he said, every day that ticks down on the legislative calendar, I get more say so. And I think it's true with this governor too. And as we get to the end, he's going to have a lot to say.
And I should point out, we are taping in the Gwynn Room in the Capitol. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
If you're injured in an accident and looking for a lawyer, don't you want someone who's going to prepare your case as if it's going to trial?
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Get the most out of your TV experience with UVerse from AT&T. Call now to switch to UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles, and keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life. Take your viewing experience to the next level with the amazing digital picture from UVerse. An upgrade to get over 210 HD channels. That's more than cable. Plus, the UVerse TV network is over 99% reliable, so you can depend on your TV service. Get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles, and keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Call an AT&T expert now to switch. Enjoy an incredible TV experience with an amazing picture, all for the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. You want it? UVerse has it. It's entertainment inspired by you. Only from AT&T.
The Nevada Division of Insurance has a simple mission. We help with insurance issues. We'll clear up confusion or investigate a complaint. For any type of insurance, talk to us. We're here to help.
We all try to eat right. We try to exercise. But sometimes, we all need an extra boost. That's why, to make sure my metabolism keeps working as hard as I do, I choose the 7-Day Ultra Fast Slim Kit by Body Lab.
This advanced system works three ways to accelerate results. It naturally cleanses to flush out unwanted toxins, helps reduce belly bloat, and revs up your metabolism to burn the fat.
It's time to be the girl of your dreams with Body Lab.
Coming up on our next broadcast next week from Carson City, Supreme Court Justice James Hardesty. We'll see you then.